Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk podcast, number 28, season 2, episode 8, Medusa. Yes, we will be talking about Project Medusa. I'm sorry. I didn't think I was going to do that voice. Yes, Cyborg Superman has arrived on Supergirl. Holy crap. Molly! Disappointment is that he didn't have the costume. Okay, he said he was Cyborg Superman, but come on, if you're gonna say it, you gotta wear it, right? Am I wrong? Okay. I want to hear your opinions. We are live for the next couple minutes. Just want to give you a brief insight as to what we thought of the episode, and also I want to hear what you thought. So call in at 646-668-2311. That's our hotline number. You can call in right now. We are live. Let's see. We have our first call here. I wonder who it is. It's from area code 239. Who is this?
Big fan of Supergirl, Matt from Krypton. What's up?
What's up, Matt L?
Hey, what's up? Oh, my God. This was a good episode. I mean, I was patiently waiting for...
Yeah.
Was awesome. I mean, that opening scene when they're having Thanksgiving, I go, okay, it's coming. They're coming. Barry and Cisco. All right, come on. Hop on the table for Thanksgiving. I mean, come on. I was waiting when all those portals were opening, especially at the scene at the tech or wherever that they were at. Barry would hop in, and Cisco, him and Vibe were to help Kara, but they saved it to the very end. Oh,
yeah, I know.
That's how
it was. I know when that first scene happened at the very beginning, I was also like, oh, is it already happening? I thought it was going to be at the very end. But then they kind of, tease you, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought
it was
cool.
Medusa aired on November 28, 2016. In regards to ratings, it definitely went up. Last week's ratings were at 2.61. This week's rating was at 3.53. Holy shit. It went up. It skyrocketed so much. So that's very good for Supergirl, right?
Yeah, and then like when Cyborg Superman went into that alien bar, he put that Medusa virus on there and killed all the aliens, and then Mon-El was affected.
Yeah. That sucks.
Poor Mon-El.
That was kind of sad. The aliens die, right?
Yeah. And then, like, all of a sudden, his alien kind is coming to Earth.
Right. It's
see
just
that?
Really super packed episode of Supergirl. Let's see. Let me read the quick synopsis as we – this kind of jump-started the invasion crossover at the very end. We see As Matt mentioned, Barry Allen and Cisco arrived to Earth to enlist Kara's help. So it jump-started the invasion crossover, but not yet on this Supergirl. So let's see. Let me read you the quick synopsis. Cyborg Superman unleashes a virus in a bar, killing all aliens except Mon-El, who is then quarantined by DEO. Eliza, visiting her daughters for Thanksgiving, determines that the virus is Kryptonian. At the Fortress of Solitude, Kara learns that Henshaw was after Medusa. All right, let's talk about that. How cool
that
was it?
That scene was
that
awesome.
Was fighting the robot, what's his name?
Yeah, that's one of my top favorite scenes there. I mean, she gets the fortress, The damn robot goes, there's Kara Zor-El. There's an intruder in the fortress. Goes, the intruder is you, and you must be destroyed.
Yes.
I mean,
that was
a cool
really
scene.
Cool.
Cyborg Superman
reprogrammed
it.
We never had fights like that at the Fortress of Solitude on Smallville.
I know.
We?
That was so cool. I love that scene.
That is awesome.
And then where she talks to Zor-El, I mean, that was awesome. Finding out her own father is behind Medusa.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
That
so, yeah,
was,
let me a virus created by her father, Zor-El, to kill a non-Kryptonian alien invaders in defense of the Kryptonians at L Corp.
Yeah.
She stops Henshaw from getting the isotope required to disperse Medusa. Lena refuses to help when Kara reveals that Lillian is Cabinet's leader. Later, Lena willingly gives Lillian the isotope. Kara and John confront them and Henshaw before Medusa is launched via rocket. John fights Henshaw, becoming a white Martian. Kara chases the rocket down but fails. Medusa is dispersed. However, Lena has rendered the virus inert, thus double-crossing Lillian. Lillian is arrested, but Henshaw escapes. Mon-El is cured, and Eliza uses Medusa to restore Jean's green Martian form. Alex comes out to Eliza, who supports her. Later, Maggie and Alex kiss after the former admits her feelings for the latter. An unknown alien race is searching for Mon-El. Barry Allen and Cisco Ramon arrive from another Earth to enlist Kara's help. All right, so there's definitely a lot jam-packed into this one. Was this also their winter break episode?
Yeah,
or is there
which
more?
Sucks. Yeah, it was the winter break. No Supergirl, no Gotham Monday.
Oh, okay. All right,
that
so
sucks.
No
we gotta
Supergirl
wait,
or Gotham.
Yeah, we got to wait till January 16th for Supergirl, which sucks.
Oh, my gosh. Because now I want to know, what do the aliens want with Mon-El?
I know. I mean, maybe they want him to rule, or maybe, I don't know, go back home.
Like, why
or
are they after him?
Yeah, and then he's starting to have a good thing going on with Kara in that he
that's starting to blossom.
Yeah, so I don't know what's that.
And then also, in this episode, why didn't they kill him? You know, they killed all the other aliens, but not him.
I don't know. Maybe Mon-El has a purpose. Maybe when that alien race
Wait and see.
Yeah, maybe they're working with Darkseid. How crazy would that be?
Oh, did they mention if Darkseid's going to come out this season?
No, I don't think so. But how crazy would that be? Because I would love to see Superman come back. That would
be
cool.
Yeah,
Superman come back.
Yeah, that'd be great way to bring back Superman on the series, right?
Yeah, because I love Tyler Hoechlin's Superman. He did it so well, and he was so cool with Kara and Sean and everything.
The only part about him is that he's the same height as Supergirl. he's same height. He's really short.
right. And then that one scene when Hank Henshaw and John Jones were fighting each other, goes, you're right, Hank Henshaw, I am a monster. And then he starts turning into a white Martian. That's one of my other favorite scenes. It was so good. And then that end scene.
Well, let's talk about that. Dumb. Yeah, John versus Henshaw. It's like they're fighting almost each other. But it's funny how Henshaw, were you disappointed that he didn't have the Superman costume?
Yeah, pretty much. In the way he kept saying, I'm Cyborg Superman.
Super,
no, you're not.
Cyborg
you're just
Superman,
a cyborg.
It's not going to look like Superman.
No, I was a bit disappointed in that.
Yeah. Let's talk about just briefly. Let's talk about how Alex comes out to Eliza. It looks like Alex has finally got the full support from everybody in her family that it's okay that she's gay, and now that she is with Maggie, you know, it's kind of like they kind of wrapped up that little storyline also,
good.
Which is great, you know, because
she does love her deeply.
Yeah, and so
does love Maggie.
I'm glad that's done. You know, that storyline is done.
I mean,
that's
I hope
great.
They don't
they
go too
time.
Far. I hope they don't go too far when you see scenes with Alex and Maggie.
What do you mean by too far?
I mean, like, not show, you know, on the show. Two girls. Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Show.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right,
I thought it was a good episode.
Barry Allen and Cisco Ramon arrived from another Earth. How cool was it that Cisco was, like, being like, okay, I sure hope this is the place, because if it's not, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And, of course,
that was so, I love
Kara
that
comes
scene.
In and says, hey, Barry.
And then Cisco didn't act all nerdy when he first met Supergirl.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I didn't like what was going on with Cisco in the crossover. I didn't really
like we'll definitely talk
Cisco.
About that on the Flash Talk, but let's just wrap up this episode of, let's see, is there anything else you want to talk about before we end our podcast here?
No, I thought it was a solid, awesome, great episode, especially at the scene when you thought Lena Luthor was working with her mother, and then she turned on her and then helped them get cured, and then I thought Martian Manhunter was going to die at that scene. I was going like, no, 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 no. But then he was cured, and that was so good. That Sean was
I'm glad that's over also. What do you think he's going to do with Megan now that he's cured?
I think he's going to be friends with her or just kill her. I don't know. Send her back to Mars.
We soon shall see on that one, yeah.
Yeah, because, that's very shocking that Megan is White Martian. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 trailer is out.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw it. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, especially with Baby Groot. Baby Groot looks pretty cute.
Okay, back to Supergirl. It looks like the Dominators will return on Supergirl now that they're done with the crossover. There's articles that the Dominators are returning to Supergirl. And,
I
wonder
that.
If what aspects is that? Also, I guess we just have to wait till January, right?
I know, it sucks. And then we get that Kevin Smith episode, Supergirl Lives.
Yeah.
I bet Kevin Smith
Supergirl
is going to do amazing.
Yeah. That's the next episode.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Matt, well, give us a shout-out to our listeners who download our podcast every week.
Well, a big shout-out always goes to my friends, John, Samantha, and Supergirl, Janet. And I thought it was a great episode, and I always give Janet a shout-out. And you guys have a good day. Happy holidays coming up. Bye.
All right, yes. Happy holidays and a happy new year. And we'll talk to you guys in January, that's for sure, on Supergirl Talk. Have a good night.